Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we got a couple of co-authors with us, ladies and gentlemen, two people, Terry Long and Jeremy Eden. They're partners in business, co-CEOs of Harvest Earnings, also the co-authors of a brand-new book called Low-Hanging Fruit, 77 Eye-Opening Ways to Improve Productivity and Profits, and they're here to talk to us about this. Terry Long, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Jim.
Good to
Great
have
to
you
be here.
Good to have you here. Jeremy Eden, ladies and gentlemen, they're co-CEOs, as I said, of Harvest Earnings. Guys, I was telling the audience before you got here about your book on low-hanging fruit, and of course, we've all used this term. I've been saying it forever on the show, and I was telling them when I started my consulting company 25 years ago, all my clients were smarter than me. But I'd walk in and they'd say, we got this problem. We're stuck here. We're stuck there. And I'd walk in about 8 minutes. I'd point to something. I'd say, what about that? What's that? And they say, what do you mean? I said, that thing right there. They say, what? I don't see it. And I say, that thing right there. Look, this round thing right here. What are you doing about that? Oh, I didn't know that. I forgot. How long has that been? I mean, you know, and then I say, well, what if we put this to work? Well, that would fix things, wouldn't it? But it was right there in front of it was under their nose, right?
Yeah.
And I'm being a little facetious, but basically I'm not. It's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Terry, what do you think?
Yeah, it is the truth. I mean, there are those who are we call them those closest to the work and closest to the customer. Some of them are seeing that thing there that's causing trouble, but they don't feel like management's going to listen to them, or that there's a good solution, that there's some reason it has to be that
Maybe
way.
Maybe there's a track record that the management, that they know management won't listen to them.
Well, there's plenty of that out there, isn't there? And then there's others who don't see it, because we all get used to our situations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was trying to tell somebody, I have two paintings in my bedroom, and I couldn't remember which one... I was trying to identify them. I'm like, well, I have two by that painter, and I can't remember which one's in the sunroom and which one's in the bedroom. And I'm in those rooms every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and Jeremy, you know, when I had my consulting company, if I had to make a business decision, if I was trying to decide where I wanted to go with my business, you know what I would do? I'd talk to my clients. I'd make them. I'd turn the tables. I didn't let them. I didn't let them bill me, but I turned the tables. And I said, "Tell me what you think I should do," and they could help me in a way that I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So well, low hanging fruit is more about. It's not so much about whether we have it; it's about how to identify it, right?
Well, that's right. How to? Well, first of all, it's to believe that it's there. We are always surprised when we talk to companies that they say, well, you know, after all the years of cost-cutting and we're always looking at our budget and I'm sure we've done everything we could do. So one is you actually have to, you got to believe it to see it. So one thing is that people do actually have to understand there's still a lot of low-hanging fruit that they're not
mm-hmm.
seeing. And then, you're right, it's then how do we see it, and not just how do we see it, but how do we turn it into money today?
So you're saying that you, if you're stuck somewhere, if your capitalization of your business is not working right, if your operation is getting more abundant, stuck or whatever, or your customers aren't doing what you want them to do, or whatever it may be, you're saying get together with the people and say, guys, well, there's probably some stuff right under our noses that we're not seeing that's hurting us, or that we're not using that could help us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I would go even beyond that. We've worked with a lot of companies that have made their record profits the year they decided to undertake a serious effort to get their low-hanging fruit.
Wow.
And that's because whether you're doing well or you're doing poorly, why waste time and money that could have been turned into either more growth or savings that you could invest or, you know, or take as profits?
Right.
So it's not really how well you're doing. It's how well are you using all the talents and skills that your people have that are right there in front of you, but that you're ignoring.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, Terry, get us started. Help us get started. What's a good fundamental first step to take?
Okay. Good fundamental first step is to not ask people for smart ideas to fix things because, you know, you'll get some, but that's a tough question. Mm-hmm. If you ask people what problems they're facing every day, you will hear it all.
So go to your warehouse manager and say, John, what keeps you up at night? Or, John, when you come to work, what's the one thing that you dread coming to work for? Something like that?
Well, that's certainly a good start, but also just, you know, what are the little things that frustrate you?
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be the thing that keeps them up at night, although you definitely want to hear that for sure.
Right.
And then we would also recommend that you go below the warehouse manager to the people mm-hmm. who are actually doing the work every day.
And see, you're talking about MBWA now, right? Management by walking around.
Yep.
So there's this great example we like to use, and this is, you know, one of thousands, where we went to a factory and asked the guys on the line what frustrates you. And one of the guys on the line said, well, we've got this very popular tomato sauce we make, but the big dices of tomato that are in the sauce keep clogging up the machine. Now, you know, we know that marketing loves this very profitable recipe.
The customers like chunky, don't they?
Well, that's what the brand manager said. Customers like it. It's your job to make it work. So if there's some downtime and loss of yield because of the clogged up machine, so be it. Well, in most companies, that would be the end of it. But if you start with, okay, there's a frustration, what could we do? The obvious solution is use smaller dices or even mm-hmm. smooth sauce. So then the question is, how do we really know if customers prefer, because nobody tested that specific mm-hmm. proposition. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Turns out Americans prefer smoother sauce.
Ah.
They were able to save $800,000 and give the customer something they preferred just because this factory guy said, you know, I hate shutting down the machine and cleaning
right.
up the waste.
Right. Wow, very interesting. Terry, I need the website, please.
The website is harvesterningscom.
Harvest.
You can learn about us and about the book.
All the things that you and Jeremy and your organization do for your clients, and about the book, Low Hanging Fruit, now a New York Times bestseller, folks. 77 eye-opening ways to improve productivity and profits. When we come back, I'm going to ask them the question, what's the difference in this and the quality process? 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.